96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. That's the sound of the Ukuleles and Lads. They joined Aspen Acres in celebrating 10 years of business last week, playing live music for the staff and residents. Aspen Acres is a 24-suite memory care and assisted living facility located in Hayward. The facility opened in 2015 by owners Rachel and Brian Spielman. The facility celebrated with residents by having a party with refreshments, music, food, and a ribbon-cutting ceremony. Members from the Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce joined in on the celebration and were even given a tour of the facility by staff member Mary Lundeen, who's been working at the facility since it first opened. Mary is also married to WBZH and WHSM station manager Mark Lundeen. Brian Spielman says words can't express how important Aspen Acres is to him, his wife, and their son, and he knows it's in good hands.
Really appreciate all the support over the years from family, residents, and staff, and everybody else, and even the community in general. Chris and the rest of the group at Chamber of Commerce are always very supportive of businesses, and it's not, you don't get that in every community.
Administrator Kayla Pennings gave recognition to employee Mary Lundeen, Senior Executive Director Megan Johnson, and to one of the residents that was one of the first of 24 to arrive at Aspen Acres. The facility provides private, comfortable living spaces for all residents and offers many services, including a 24-hour awake staff and on-site registered nurse, medication management, housekeeping, and more. Residents also have access to a private dining room for family functions, a walk-in spa tub, and other amenities. Dozens gathered on a busy corner in Wisconsin Rapids for a protest on Veterans Day. Melissa Kay has more.
The protest included veterans like Richard Bartosh, who served in the Marine Corps in South Vietnam. He held a sign reading, "Democracy Yes, Fascism No."
Yeah, I think it's a real appropriate time to emphasize the importance of affirming veterans and affirming the importance of democracy in this country. So I'm glad to be here.
Michael Kinney also served in the Marine Corps.
When we took that oath, it was for the Constitution. It was not for wannabe dictators.
Liz McDonald came out to protest with several of her siblings.
We made a sign for my dad. We've got his picture from World War II on there. And our sign said, our dad was Antifa, and so are we. Because people need to realize that Antifa really means anti-fascist. And that's who they were fighting in World War II, and that's who we're trying to, what we're trying to fight against right now. So that's why I'm here.
Gaylee Warner has multiple veterans in her family. She said it's disrespectful to see rights taken away when men and women have died for them.
I'm watching the VA being downgraded. I'm watching my husband having to spend more and more time waiting to get services. My son, coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, is having to fight harder for services.
Warner said she believes in the USA.
I support our country. I think most people agree that we want it to be better. We need to come together, all of us. We've been lied to. We need to stand up to it and say no more.
Wisconsin collected more drugs than any other state in the nation during last month's Drug Take Back Day. Wisconsin Department of Justice officials say Wisconsinites turned in more than 53,000 pounds of unwanted medications during the fall take back effort. Since the Drug Enforcement Agency began collecting medications, Wisconsin has disposed of nearly 1.5 million pounds of prescription medications. All those medications are being kept from getting into the wrong hands or damaging the environment. While the actual drug take-back campaigns are only held twice a year, health officials say you can drop off unwanted medications anytime. Local drug disposal boxes can be found at the Essential Health Pharmacy in Hayward and the Lacouture Community Health Center. As Wisconsin's gun deer hunt season approaches, the Department of Natural Resources estimates that the state's deer population has grown significantly over the past 15 years. According to their data, the agency estimated that the state's deer population after the hunting season was under 1 million as recently as 2009. After last year's hunting season, the estimated deer population in the state was over 1.8 million. While a higher population could bring more opportunities for hunters, ineffective population management can also lead to issues like an increase in deer-related crashes, damage to the overall ecosystem, or a rise in deer-related crop losses. According to a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel report, agency officials say dropping interest in hunting and a lack of effective regulations have contributed to the issue. Their data shows that hunters aged 60 and over make up the largest demographic group in the sport, and those hunters are beginning to slow down or retire. DNR officials also cited the spread of chronic wasting disease as a driving factor in decreasing interest, leading some hunters to stop using deer as a source of food. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
A Packers win in New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from MetLife Stadium, where the Packers held on to beat the Giants 27-20. With just 3 minutes left to play, Jordan Love rolled to his right and hit rookie receiver Savion Williams on a 33-yard pass to set up the winning touchdown.
Yeah, no, we ran in pretty much stop routes, if you think about it. You know, kind of went off schedule. I was in the pocket, had time, didn't like the obviously initial read, and just went on scramble drill. Told him to go deep, and he did a good job kind of wheeling up and just threw him up, a 50-50 ball. He went up and made a big-time catch for us. So just a really phenomenal play by him.
So the Packers improved to 6-3-1. Next week, they host the 4-6 Minnesota Vikings. Matt LaFleur.
You know, bottom line is we overcame a lot of adversity and found a way. And that's sometimes what it takes in this league. And so we'll celebrate it tonight and move on to the Vikings tomorrow.
NBA, the Bucks in Cleveland to take on the Cavaliers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a mostly sunny one today. Our high right around 42 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down into the upper teens to low 20s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, almost exactly like today, mostly sunny with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.